Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Over the weekend, I binge-watched the latest Netflix show, and when I got to the last episode, the mystery was over, everything was wrapped up nicely with a bow, and I felt cheated. In spite of my feelings, I started asking some important questions. What is the role of mystery in life? More importantly, what's the role of mystery in business? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore mystery, imagination, certainty, and why we should ask questions in the age of answers. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/196. I love a good mystery, especially one that fills me with a sense of anticipation, excitement, and allows my imagination to run wild. Over the weekend, I watched the latest Netflix show. I'm not going to give you the title because I don't want to spoil anything in case anyone's watched it. But needless to say, I think it was like 10 or 12 episodes, and it started with a really good mystery. There was so much intrigue and excitement about what was going on. And then as the show progressed, it started to answer the questions that it had asked, and it didn't leave room in the end for anything other than this is what happened. And on one hand, I'm like, okay, that's really cool. You know, you answered all of the questions, but it left nothing for my imagination to kind of wonder about. Contrast that with Twin Peaks: The Return. Not only did it not answer a lot of the questions that it had asked in the first round of Twin Peaks, but it left the ending open to so much frustration. And so you have this idea of mystery. Do we leave it open so that the audience gets frustrated, or do we wrap things up nicely so that there is nothing left to imagine? And I think depending upon the director, depending upon the storyteller, I think they're going to really embrace that mystery more than others. So, you know, David Lynch, he doesn't care about the audience and whether they really have their questions answered. He wants to tell the story that he's going to tell. And I have a lot of respect for that. But then on the other side, you have the studios that need everything wrapped up nicely, tightly, so that, you know, it satisfies the audience that is watching the show. And I kind of struggle with that as a storyteller. Do I allow the mystery to be perfectly explained? But I think there are questions in this life, questions in their world that will never be answered. And that's part of the fun of mystery. I remember reading a story in Wired magazine a few years ago, probably a decade ago, if I'm really thinking about it. But it was a story with J.J. Abrams about this box that he bought when he was a kid. And I think it had a question mark on it, and he didn't know what was in the box. And he left it on his shelf and never opened the box. And he allowed the wonder of what was in the box to really fuel his imagination. And I think that's really interesting because so much of what happens when we buy a blind box is that we open it and there's a sense of, oh, that's what that was? Instead of, what is in there? So many possibilities. And so sometimes when we behold the wonder of mystery and then open the mystery, the answer doesn't satisfy the question. The answer doesn't satisfy the curiosity. Just interesting. I don't know what the answer to that question is, and that's part of the fun. I want there to be a sense of wonder and mystery without having the answers. Take the Star Wars universe, for example. It's amazing what George Lucas did with episodes 4 through 6. He told the story that allowed the fans to tell an extended story. Star Trek has done the same thing, so has Doctor Who. It has created a universe that allowed people to answer the questions in their own way, in their own stories. It's fascinating to me. But then you look at what's happening with a lot of the modern Star Wars stories is that they're answering the questions of the past and saying, here you go. Here are the answers to the questions that you've been asking. And it just, I don't know, you know, like Rogue One and Solo, they're telling the extended story of Star Wars in a way that kind of takes away the mystery of the early movies in some ways. I don't know if I care enough about those movies to really be able to have some mystery in what's going on. You know, what gaps are you leaving in your stories that are allowing your audience's imagination to run wild in? Do you satisfy the main mysteries just enough and leave room for more, or are you trying to satisfy everything? And as I think about these questions, it leads me inevitably not just to storytelling, but to the idea of business in general. What role does mystery play in business? For many years, I felt that I needed to know all of the answers so that when inevitably, if I could anticipate the questions that would be asked, I would know the answers to all of the questions. So for example, you know, how is the work that you're doing for me going to lead to a positive return on investment? How am I going to get more followers? How will this work increase engagement? But the more I think about it, there are so many unknown factors in creative work. There is so much mystery. And is that really a bad thing? I mean, I guess on one hand, you want there to be, you just don't want to run away with people's money. But really, I don't know the answer to the question sometimes. Like, I don't know if making a video for someone is going to lead to a positive outcome. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, I think, because if you had all of the answers, why do you even need a creative product? If you had all of the answers, why not just put forth the answer and see what happens? Because I don't think people want the answer. I think people want to be entertained. I think people want to be led through the process of asking questions. And I think that's what people are wanting. I don't think we want answers. I think we want better questions. So when it comes to business, I think leading with mystery, leading with curiosity and imagination could unlock more than certainty ever could. Because I think certainty is just a form of the fixed mindset rearing its head in the age of answers. One of my favorite Spock Spirit song is called Dreaming in the Age of Answers. And when I think about what that title leads me to think about is leading, how do we dream when we live in the time where everything can be known at the typing of a question on Google? Is there mystery left in the world? Is there room to dream when pretty much everything is known? And I think there is. And so in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share four ways to behold the wonder of mystery. First, ask questions that lead you away from certainty and into the realm of imagination. If the questions you are asking can be answered with a quick Google search, you need to ask bigger questions. Sometimes I lay awake in bed at night and wonder about what happens when I die. And so many different religions have asked that question and sought an answer. But the reality is, I don't know the answer to that question. I want to believe that when I die and when I wake up, that I'll be in heaven or I'll be in a better place. But is that true? I don't know. But asking that question leads me away from certainty and into the realm of imagination. And when I accept that, when I embrace that, I almost feel better than, okay, this is what's going to happen. Because asking the question sometimes is better than having the answer. Second, consume stories that make you uncomfortable, disoriented, or even frustrated. Because what that does is it shows you what you need. Sometimes when I'm watching a show and it makes me frustrated, it's because it wrapped everything up nicely. And it shows that I need mystery. I need wonder. I need things that there are not answers to. For you, maybe you need everything wrapped up nicely, and that's okay. Because when you are faced with a mystery that is not answered, you get frustrated. Consuming those stories helps you to understand yourself more than things that are just like, yep, that's it. I feel great. Everything's fine. When everything is fine, I think that's when you need to pay attention. Because if everything is fine, I think that you're not consuming stories that can lead you to things that are going to question and challenge who you are as a person. Third, leave room in your creative process for the unknown. The more that I don't have the answers to, the more I know I'm going down the right track. And it's incredibly uncomfortable. I want to be able to say, yep, everything's going to be fine, everything's known, everything's going to work out. But the reality is, if I know the answers to all of the questions when I start, the end result is going to be things that I've already done, and I'm not going to grow. And so when I leave room in the creative process for the unknown, yes, I'm going to be uncomfortable. Yes, there are going to be challenging moments, but you better believe that I'm going to grow as a storyteller. I'm going to grow as a business owner because I am embracing change. And I am embracing the unknown. Fourth and finally, allow the answers you find to lead you to not only action, but reflection and asking new questions. Let that sink in a little bit. If you allow the answers that you find to just be like, yep, okay, I'm good. How are you growing? But if they lead you to act, answers without action is just passive knowledge. But if the answers that you find lead you to act, lead you to reflect, you are inevitably going to ask bigger questions built upon those answers. And that is how you grow your curiosity. At the end of every episode, I say, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life. And the reason why that is so important is because it leads you to action, it leads you to reflection, and it leads you to new questions. So behold the wonder of mystery. Behold the things that you don't have answers to, and allow your imagination to fill in the gaps of what is unknown. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? I'm currently planning on resuming interviews in December. Stay tuned for conversations with amazing people doing awesome things for the world. If you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to, drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.